Whether you prefer your books in hardcover, paperback, or on a tablet screen, there are thousands and thousands of new choices all the time. So our Page Turner series asks Valley Bookstores for their recommendations. And this morning's selection comes from Brandy Stewart, children's book buyer at Changing Hands. The book is All the Stars and Teeth by Adeline Grace, who graduated from ASU. Brandy spoke with our co-host Steve Goldstein and started with an explanation of the novel's plot.
It is fantasy. It has some really unique magic in it, or at least unique to me. It's a set of islands where different magic is performed on each island. Each island is represented by a different gemstone, which I particularly enjoyed. But basically, it's about a princess who is training her whole life to be the princess of Visidia, or they call the High Animancer. She is the master of souls, is what she's training to be. And she has to demonstrate to her people that she can conquer her magic and not let it destroy her, and things go awry during her demonstration. She gets kidnapped by a pirate and learns all these things about her kingdom that she was unaware of, and so starts this epic journey where she is striving to prove that she is worthy of being in this position and will protect her kingdom at any cost.
So where would you put gender roles in it? Does it challenge traditional gender roles? How important is her gender to the story?
She doesn't challenge gender roles, okay. I think, but there is a strong female vibe that runs through this, like strong female characters and kind of women's rights, I guess. So I guess if there's a challenge for gender roles, it would be that, where that women are strong and capable. And she also has some things you don't see in books, which I don't get to see menstruation talked about,
okay.
And how that, you know, is viewed with characters. And I just really latched onto that and was appreciative that that was actually mentioned, and especially in a fantasy story where you don't actually see that, characters don't have time to have bodily functions. So it was really cool to see her put that in and talk about that just briefly.
So what do we need to know about the author? I understand she's an ASU grad.
Yeah, so she is an ASU grad. She graduated there when she was 19, which is just wow. And she's very involved at ASU. She got involved in some groups. She took a Harry Potter course, which I thought was really fun. She said that she was sorted into Ravenclaw, but she's really a Slytherin, which I get. I also got sorted into Ravenclaw, but I'm really a Hufflepuff, so I get that. And she talks about how she was in a humans versus zombies game that they threw there. And
so because so many people, when they think of the Harry Potter series, which kids, adults, everyone embraced so much over the course of all the books and many of the movies as well, did it inspire more authors, frankly?
Well, I think stories about magic have been popular for a while. I mean, there's C.S. Lewis has that sweeping fantasy that we're all going to know about for centuries to come. And so I don't think fantasy is ever a genre that's really going to die. It just sort of changes. It opens up new opportunities to create new kinds of magic, as Adeline has done. Mm-hmm. And I like to also, I like Harry Potter, and even with C.S. Lewis, like, they have these sweeping worlds that you can live in. And even though this book is only going to be duology, I feel like she's honed in on that, where you really get to be part of this world that she's made up and live in it and really connect with the characters. So this is one thing I like about these kinds of fantasy stories. Are really fun. They make you think of other worlds you could be in and be part of.
When you talked about the idea that there are other worlds, I mean, sometimes people think about how much an impact reading has on us because we learn so much, but also helps take us away to other worlds. Do you think that Adeline was able to do that in this book?
Absolutely. In fact, while I was reading it, I was like ticking off all the current issues that we're dealing with and how she's woven it into the book. She's got a lot of environmental nods, and especially with what's happening in Australia right now, I think it's so important how she talks about how just because all these other lands are independently running themselves, it's important that we all come together and think, and how can we help each other, protect each other from what's happening, natural disasters. Mm-hmm. that happen that might harm the land that we live in. And Australia was in my head. I don't know if she intended that because she wrote this before that happened, but it definitely was always something going on that we could be mindful of. And because this story is set a lot on the ocean, she's got a lot of marine life that she makes you think about and how we treat our oceans.
Based on this one, mm-hmm. how excited would you be to read the next one?
Oh, very excited. She has set up the ending so that we are ready to see her come into the role as High Animancer. She is going to repair. I foresee her repairing the damage that was caused in the previous book that she discovered and her intentions. So her intentions are running through this entire book, have always been the same. Like, she wants to be the best queen she can be, and I think she's going to show us that in book two.
That is Brandi Stewart, children's book buyer at Changing Hands, speaking with our co-host Steve Goldstein. Author Adeline Grace will be talking about All the Stars and Teeth at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe tonight at 7 o'clock.